fatten plus. Well, we'll talk about that another time. So brothers and sisters, he went on, as for the other, if you get too close to him, he may set your clothes on fire. Boy, that's heavy. And at the very least, you will breathe the foul odor coming from the furnace. You know, if you ever drive your car on the Vanwyck Expressway, right before you come to Kennedy Airport exit, horrible. Whenever we pass it, my children hold their nose and it's horrible. Bad smell. Don't like bad smell. You know, brothers and sisters, as I conclude, now, I don't want to offend anyone. Disbelievers, in general, are like the person blowing on the furnace. And a believer is like the person with the perfume. Brothers and sisters, you have no idea, most of us, I'm sure, of the tremendous influence that people have on each other. Think about your own birth. You were born a few years ago, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 55, 60-something years ago. You were born, and when you were born, you knew nothing. How did you get to be what you are now? Imitation. You imitated your mother and your father. They spoke, and you started formulating your little words after their words. You don't know no words unless you saw those words somewhere, heard them somewhere from your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend, your teacher, a book that you read, man. You've been influenced by somebody. Everybody's been influenced by somebody. Some people think, even big, arrogant people think they're on their own. You're not on your own. Somebody's influencing your mind. Somebody's influencing your mind. I tell you, the major problem with most of our youth, the biggest problem is who they hang out with. Think about it. Tell me your child is having problems with their dean. I'll show you who they're hanging out with. I guarantee you they don't hang out with righteous people. I guarantee it. If they have unrighteous conduct, they don't hang out with righteous people. I guarantee it. Ask your children who their best friend is. Who's your best friend? Who you hang out with? Let me see. Give me the list. See how many Muslim names on it. Now, I don't mean just Muslim name now. Because they got some Muslims who got Muslim name, but I don't want to hang out with them, nor want my children to hang out with them. So we're not talking about labels here. We're talking about real, real, sincere, devoted people. Who you hang out with? There's a little clique of Muslims like to hang out, do little dirty things together. Because you know each other. Nobody come in your little circle. So you got some Muslims that they won't take, they won't drink beer. But they drink suruji. Let's go get some suruji. This is okay. Suruji is not okay. It don't have to say alcohol. You know what it does to you. I was in Mecca. And there was some kind of drink they were selling Mecca, man. You said, oh, man, this is Mecca. This is one block from the Kaaba. Everything must be okay. I drank that and called everybody together. Don't drink this. I know what it did. I know what it does to you. Now, I can be slick and say, well, this is Mecca. There's some good spirit stuff here. I can say that. You know, I'm in Mecca. But I know what it did to me. Mecca, no Mecca, so we have to tell the guy in the store, man, you got to get rid of this. This thing got some alcohol in it, man. It gives you a buzz. Get rid of this thing. Well, they said don't have no alcohol in it. This country is slick. It can have alcohol, but long as it don't have a certain degree, a percentage, you don't have to put it. This near beer is beer.
Well, it looks like beer, it tastes like beer, it is beer.
Well, why you want to drink it anyway?
Why do you want to drink near beer? Why do you want to drink near beer? Why do you want to drink when that bottle look like a wine bottle? Why? Remind you of the good old days? No, you don't want to be reminded of the good old days. So, brothers and sisters, this is my challenge to us. Number one, I'm asking the brothers, especially Brother Ibrahim and Brother Mustafa, and I'll tell you why I say these two brothers. These brothers are some of the strongest brothers in moving things, getting things done. It was the impetus that pushed the brothers and got the brothers motivated, inspired, all the brothers, the work that they have done. All of them get the credit, but these brothers pushing. I'm saying, let us make this masjid in such a way to make it a hub of activity. Let us move this masjid. Let us fix it up in the basement. Make a game room for the youth down in the basement. Do it now! Why? We want our youth here. A game room in the masjid? Yes. But brother, this building is just for Salat. It's for Salat primarily, but it's for every other kind of good, wholesome activity also. Proof. Aisha radiallahu anha, Umul Mu'mineen, the mother of the faithful, with her husband, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, watched as the Ethiopians played with the sword in the masjid. She was being entertained. Why not bring them youth here? What will that do? That will take them away from their Kaffir friends. You want to play pool? Fine, let's get a pool table. One of the sisters said, look, Imam, fix the basement. I will donate a new pool table. Want to play tennis? Fine, bring the tennis tables here. You want to play video? Fine. Bring the video machines here. Bring them here. And now I need brothers. I need helpers. Take it from me. Take the weight off of me. They said, come on, let's go. We need some money. Let's get the money. Let's fix up the place. Let's do it now. But no, don't stop there. We need to fix up the masjid. I didn't say sisters couldn't come to the masjid because the Prophet didn't say that. He said, don't stop them from coming to the masjid. But sometimes, some people have so much fitna and trouble and problems that it's better for them not to go about here and there causing fitna and trouble. But you can come, feel free, you can come to the masjid anytime you want. This is your home, sisters. So we want to make it comfortable for the sisters. Make a nice lounge area for the sisters. They can come and they can study. Sometimes they want to get away for a little while. What better place than come to the masjid? Instead of going somewhere here and there, why not come to the masjid where they can learn? Why not us build the library now? Bring the books now so people can come here and study. Why not bring some good videotapes so we have a tape room where they can listen to, watch good videos, Islamic videos. Why not? Why not show good Muslim movies to our children, to our families, so on Saturdays and Sundays they can come here? So much activity. Classes being filled up, learning the deen. Why not? This is the vision. Let's make this masjid a place so busy, so occupied, every time you turn around, people coming in, people going out. Youth. I want to see them 14 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old. I want to see them coming here. They'll come here if you fix it up for them. Help me do it. Why? We need the external environment. The weaker you are on the inside, the more you need on the outside. And you must admit we are weak on the inside, lest you blind and you can't see. And when this on the inside is strong, you can go anywhere on the earth. Practice your deen. It doesn't matter. You can go in the center of Harlem, surrounded by drugs and alcohol and prostitutes, and you won't touch any of it. Because what's on the inside is strong, and you don't need no external thing to keep you straight. You straight on from the inside. But until that day happens, we must build an external environment. We can do that. I wanted to say, let's take neighborhoods and build them up and live together, all of us. That's going to take time. But we can fix the masjid up right now. He can start today. After I give salam and we go, he can start today. Get a movement in this community. A movement, man. Move in the community toward the good and righteousness in us being together. If you want to take them away from their Kafir friends, you must replace them with something. Build our program up. Inshallah. Challenge that I have for each one of us as individuals. Look around. See the Muslims who are doing something good, righteous. Watch those who study. Watch those who advance. And say, can I hang out with you for a part of a day? Can I be with you for 1 hour? Can I sit with you? Maybe some of which Allah bless you with will come on me. If I study with you, if I walk with you, if I be with you, hang out with you, talk with you, maybe my conversation will be different because you have a different conversation. Look around. Who is Allah blessing? Attach yourself to them. That's how they learned in the old days. Think of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think of whom he had hung out with. Abu Bakr, second Khalifa, his friend. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhuma, first Khalifa, Abu Bakr, second Khalifa, Umar, third Khalifa, Uthman, fourth Khalifa, Ali. These are the people the Prophet Muhammad associated with. Who did he associate with? Aisha, radiallahu anha, Khadija. Who did he associate with? Abu Huraira. Great giants. Now we must do the same thing and push each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say to you, brothers and sisters, as the Prophet said, La tusahib illa mu'mina. Do not associate or be friends with anyone except a believer. Let your best friend be a believer. And those you're hanging around with, Muslims, and say, look, brother, I don't want what you're doing. I don't want that anymore. I want to get myself together because you're having a bad influence on me. I need to get with someone who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless all of us to get rid of the bad companion that we keep. And let us take good companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us to give us the guidance to give to our youth, to our families. Oh Allah, bless us to build for you institutions of learning and institutions for our youth to come. Oh Allah, please purify our intention. Help us, guide us. Make us to love the Quran. Make us to love the Sunnah of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa ala dhurriyyati Muhammad wa sallam taslimi kathira. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الحمد لله رب العالمين.